Welcome to Ellie Goldsmith's Relationship Flow podcast. We are now heading towards the summer months, wishing everyone a healthy summer. My wife, my soulmate at TeenyPop613, aka Masha Goldsmith, she is about to go teach. She's been teaching 6 classes a week the last few months, and even during Pesach, with everything and all the hard work that a Yiddish, a Jewish mother goes through in the house, and not going on one of these programs or whatever, being focused and being at home and doing everything in the most inspiring, uplifting, holy, yummy way. So she still managed to teach, and it's a very big inspiration. So I wanted to just tribute this class session to her, and not just that, but she also drove her son to head towards back to his base today as part of his IDF service and everything going on with Israel and the war. And she's carrying on her contribution as a Jewish mother with real dedication to my son Baruch Yitzhak Ben Masha and all our other friends who have soldiers for this next stage. It's very likely they're going to be in Rafah, Rafiah, and a whole new stage of war. So the fact that she's keeping strong and going ahead, and I dedicate our session today again to her. The cover photo was, the cover pic's going to be just the moment that I had my son home. Surprisingly, came back during Pesach. We weren't expecting that. Probably because of the fact that the next stage would be, he'd be moving into Gaza, back into Gaza. So we knew that we'd get a bit of time with him before he heads back. So we had the weekend, Pesach, Shabbat, and Yom Tov. Missed the Seder night of him, but we hopefully caught him up somewhat at the main moments and the different special gifts we get from the Talmud Rebbe's matzah to all the different simanim and making l'chaims and all the different learning and teaching that we did and special moments. So it was nice to fill him in and then have him home before he heads out. And you know, the emotions, the intensity of having a son going back and forth from base to then eventually back into Gaza for these, since this war began, and Simchas Torah over 200 and something days already, and everything that's been going on in the world and all the tension and confusion. So I just wanted, before the world comes out of Yom Tov completely, you know, UK, America, everything starts kicking off, full grind of Sfiras HaOmer. We're already now at the second week of Gevura, Chesed Shebe Gevura, the Chesed and Gevura come together. I opened up Lakuti Maron and I saw it was all about how Hashem is Mesamsem, his Elikus into the days. This idea of bringing down these constrictions into godly moments of days, Arichas Yomim, to really experience the Elikus, the godliness within every day. So right now during Sfira, it's brought down by Rabbi Akiva Tatz, important idea that everything your wife says, your soulmate says, is a very important part of the relationship flow, has tremendous sodas, has tremendous holiness. We mentioned this in Tanya as well, that through the Midah, it's bonerness, or the idea of Bina, Venus Etim, Venus Seira, the idea of understanding. We get the ability to tune into a very deep conversation that's constantly going on in creation, that the godliness is being constantly constricted into everyday speech, into the everyday holiness, and all the more so, like as we said, from my wife going through all her Mesiras Nefesh, doing Mada, the war, Pesach, and teaching, exercise, giving vitality. I found an old flyer of hers. It's all about vitality for the body and the soul. And it's a very wholesome experience, her flow. So I just want to thank Hashem for sending me a soulmate like this. And I think that people can get inspiration knowing that they have the ability to tune in to the person they're gifted with. Everyone has their own unique cane, their own finding grace towards their husband and wife. Each person sees the beauty of their soulmate and the special traits and inner qualities that they share. it's very important that they work on that together and tuning into that inner content, the inner reality. I spoke in my Unity Flow podcast just now, a little bit of a summary for the Unity Inspires projects, all the different Unity marketing, Unity bookings, everything going on. The whole thing is just about tuning into the soul level, United Souls. In fact, tonight I think I'm going to start writing the second section of the book. It's quite exciting to re-enter into the world of writing. The last time was 2020-21, and I finished the section one of putting it out on Substack, so I need to begin section two now. And it's a time to express and formulate content and bring out a deep message. You know, Halavaya should have the support of the world and family and the friends. You know, this will happen hopefully soon, the process where the appreciation of our inner talents will become not just a private victory but also a public victory, as we've mentioned in our course on intimacy. And right now, not having that ability to teach for Bnei Akiva and other such opportunities, it's not that they're already going to only be coming back in the month of August, so hopefully we'll renew that that connection with young people. Until then, there's a lot of work to be done in this space, in the summer months specifically, you know, with the context of everything going on. And I just pray that everyone should find the inner strength to really work on the relationships they have and see the good, see the godliness within every moment, see the godliness within the traits that you're manifesting and the conversations and the soul connection, and to prioritize that and build on it. And please God, we'll be Zoka, you know, there'll be a lot of abundance. We need a lot of Shefa, a lot of abundance to be able to support our family the way ideally we should. You know, Shem's done some kindness to me recently, so I'm trying to reciprocate that with family, but there always needs to be more Shefa with the heart of appreciation. And that's a big part of the relationship flow, to constantly bringing down abundance so you can share and be generous and be supportive, both financially, emotionally and spiritually. And I think with this we'll see a lot of blessings this summer, a lot of good news, a lot of heavenly protection and a lot of comfort. And hopefully we'll be sharing our next relationship flow with my soulmate and hearing from her. Maybe I'll add a little bit onto this episode at some point, we'll see. So stay tuned, check out the links in the description, see what you can do to be part of our process. And only love and blessings to everyone. Amen.